It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 168, and our fucking brackets are busted. God, our brackets are busted. Sam, because I had Virginia winning the first round, so yeah. Mine's busted now.
Now, what you have to do is say that, like, you have to say my, and then you can pick either your cat, your dog, your two-year-old daughter, yeah. Your... wife, and you say, like, they picked Virginia who beat them, the Labradors.
Yeah.
They picked the Labradors because they like dogs, and that's a Facebook post.
Oh, is that really
Twitter,
the fucking the spot?
They're Labradors. Yeah. They're motherfucking Labradors.
What is a fucking thing? My brain is gone right now.
What?
That's their mascot?
That's their mascot, Labradors. Oh,
wow. I can't remember the name of the thing. It's like... it's like three name, Brooklyn.
Like SBCGT. Yeah.
It's that comics, yeah. The web comics, SMB.
It doesn't matter because they're going to get fucking smoked in the next round and no one will ever. Well, they will be remembered forever because of the first 16 seed to beat a one, but after that.
No, that's already. The thrill is gone. Good. That's already awesome.
Yeah, but they'll get their asses
kicked. We did a bracket challenge for opening arguments because we got the opening arguments Facebook group, you know, and Andrew's like, oh, we should do that. And I was like, fine, I'll do that. I filled the whole thing out and I haven't watched a second of it. I can't care. It's weird. I used to be able to care and now I just can't care. I don't care about college basketball the entire fucking year. And then when the finals happen, I have no knowledge or expectations of anything that makes any sense. That's based on anything other than...
Let me clue you in on something. Nobody does.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's
why
it's
stupid. I'm
using
myself as an example. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm happy to fill out a random nothing for fun. Like I filled it out. Just to be part of the thing, but I haven't watched it. I don't care.
That's what we used to do. I mean, I used to fill them out just for a random thing for fun, but I don't know.
No, I wouldn't have if it weren't for the...
I have to feel like I have any control over it at all. Yeah. Some sort
or like
of advantage
insight
or something.
Or, yeah.
There's nothing.
Because like
it's
you do the UFC pick, like you do those because you know literally every single fighter that ever fought anywhere at a county fair. So.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that because I've got my ass beat today. I just did one for tonight and God, anyway.
It's still gambling.
There's so many upsets. It's just impossible. Yeah. I had, dude, there's no one will care about this, but I had, so you have to pick six fighters.
So let's not talk about the March Madness bracket busting. Let's talk about your personal fighter card thing did.
No, there's just one thing that's kind of funny is that it was a regular three round fight. I picked, you have six fighters. I watched the first two that I picked and they both won. And the third guy dominating this guy for three fucking rounds. I'm not even joking. 4 minutes 59 seconds in the third round, he got an arm bar or a triangle on him out of nowhere. Like he was on the bottom just getting beaten up. And he just like threw his legs up around the guy's neck and submitted him with 1 second left in the third round. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So anyway, that's the ultimate.
It's always that. It's kind of like those are the same as the, what do you call it, when you try to pick the like three or four football teams that win the parlay or whatever?
Parlay.
Yeah, it's always, it's impossible. There's a reason that seems so appealing, and mathematically it's fucking impossible. And it's always the sure bet. You're like, oh, but of course the Patriots were going to beat, you know, the fucking Jaguars or some crap. Well, that's not a good example anymore. We're gonna beat the, I don't know, whoever, the 49ers, you know, and then that's the one that doesn't happen. And, like, the odds of all those three happening are so astronomical that, like, it doesn't seem like it is, because it seems like, oh, I pretty much know who that team, you know, which team's better out of that, and I pretty much know that, and I pretty much know that. But, like, when you actually look at the math, there's a reason that you get the good odds. But anyway, I had a couple. Actually, you have a lot of stuff. I have a couple, just like not much. So it won't even be anything.
Before anyone says anything, if it sounds weird, it's because I'm in Arizona, live from Arizona.
Well, it's not live, but it's always as live as it ever gets. Yeah. Sometimes we tape ourselves.
Are you telling me that I'm not live? This is not happening right now. We're at now.
We're a repeat, you and I. Yeah, we're just.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let me tell you this story. Can I just get this out of the way?
Do it.
So I am down here in Arizona. I went to Dodger spring training game today, and I have some stuff to do out
here. You're just trying to get away from the weasels, right?
What's that?
You're just trying to get away from the weasels, right? Just. Take a holiday.
Yeah, this is my sanctuary.
Weasel stronghold.
Yeah, 4 days of no weasels is like, that's all.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money. 61 days of weasels, 4 days without. That's about where I'm at. Like, that's the mix I got to do, the ratio. So I'm out here for 4 days, and I decided I'm just not going to rent a car because I don't want to return the fucking car. Dude, returning a rental car. Before you're trying to fly back home or whatever. True. I don't want to deal with it. So I just said, fuck it. I don't care how much it costs. I'll pay $1 billion to just Uber everywhere I want to go. And it actually turns out it's not even that expensive. It's not that. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to the hotel and a couple places and back to the thing.
They might ream you on the airport one, but
yeah.
Other than that.
So I landed this morning at 10 a.m. and got an Uber, you know, out to the... to my hotel, and I've got a hotel right by where the Dodgers play tonight, and then I'm going back different direction. But so I was like 30 minutes away from the Phoenix airport at this hotel, and I get this guy, and dude, this guy, he's probably like, I don't know, 115, some 100 somewhere in the 110s.
So that, I can't believe he's even 42 in Arizona years. I think that's just the sun.
God, there's no way he should be able to drive. And I look, it shows their reviews on the app, you know, on Uber, and he has like 4.9 or something stars out of 5. Maybe
most
it's
of them are just like, I can't believe he can do that. I'm just impressed.
Yeah,
he had 5 strokes and still
he turned
finished.
On the car. Yeah. But dude, it was the most. I wish you could have observed it. I wish I could have recorded the whole thing, but. It, you know, so it's a 30-minute ride, so I'm, you know, I was in the car for a while, and we got to this point on the, whatever we were on, freeway or something, where it was kind of slowing down, and he, for the next 20 minutes, decided that I needed to know about what is going on with the freeways around here, like they're building an overpass and a, what do you call it, a bypass, and... dude.
Well, since you're going to be doing so much driving in the Arizona area...
Yeah.
Future.
And he was teaching me how to drive, like the whole time he was telling me like how he drives and like all this stuff he does. And I kept saying, so at one point there was a slowdown and he was doing that thing where you change lanes for no fucking reason at all. Oh, and then you're in that lane and then the other lane starts going. So you go back to the other one. He kept doing that. And I kept saying like, man, dude, I'm not in a hurry. Like I'm going to get to the hotel at 11. The game was at 1:15.
Yeah, but he's probably in a hurry because of the, you know, he needs to get more.
Which is what I was going to get to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I said, I'm like, I'm not in a hurry, you know, just don't worry about it. And he kept doing it. And he was making like dangerous lane changes that were like, you know, not like we're going to die, but he could have easily hit somebody or he could have not seen somebody. And I just kept, I told him several times, I was like, you know, just can you, like, don't worry about it. Well, you know, I was like, just, I don't care, like, when we get there. And he goes, well, the thing is, I really want to watch the golf tomorrow. Oh, also, he had weird English or Australian accent, which is fun, but he's really into golf. We were listening to the to the tournament on the radio, Tiger Woods and all that.
Tiger made, you know, a comeback. Tiger's,
like, playing. He's actually good.
Again. Yeah. Yeah. He got second last week.
Yeah. So he's like, here's the deal. If Tiger's in it, I want to watch the final round tomorrow. So I'm trying to fit in the most fairs that I can. Mm. You know, fairs, not like not like carnivals.
That's
but
fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, fair is fair.
And he's like, so I'm going to kill both of us trying to get everywhere as fast as I can because I want to watch golf tomorrow.
Yeah.
He just like admitted it to me. And for the next like 20 minutes, we almost died like 15 or 20 times.
Yeah, all thing. Is fair in love and golf. You could just do whatever and kill your passenger. And it doesn't matter. It's golf. I mean, dude, has anyone ever been that set on golf? No.
Yeah. Oh, and he went on and on about, man, I could do a whole show on this guy. About like people, he's like, nobody appreciates golf. It's the best. Like, they think it's so easy. And I'm like, nobody thinks golf is easy.
It's easy. Yeah, it's impossible.
I've never heard a single person say that golf is easy. And he goes, you could go out there and play the same course every day for a year and you never play the same game twice. And I was like, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, but also you could play a basketball game, a hockey game. literally any sport would never be the same game twice. Like, that's not a thing at all.
Except soccer, that's the same game every time.
Yeah.
That's just geography.
But so in between him telling me how to drive and all the stuff he's doing and how all these tricks he has for getting everywhere, and I'm like, all I cared about was just not dying. Like, I could have taken 2 hours. It made no difference to me. But I just love that he told me that, like, basically, I want to make this amount of money today doing this, and I don't, you're not a thing. Like, you're not a human or anything. You're just whatever money I'm
your life is expendable in the name of golf tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was so weird. He was so obsessed with this bypass that they were building. And I guess I figured out later that it's because he'll be able to make more money because there's a bypass. But he was telling me, like, about the girders they were building and stuff. He's like, see, there's some of the girders right there on the side. You can see there. I'm like, I don't. I couldn't tell the difference between two girders if they were staring me in the face. Like, it's weird. I don't know. It's old people mostly. But, like, you know when you're talking to somebody, it might be happening right now, when you're talking to somebody and they're not interested in what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, I was going to actually, it's funny. It reminds me because I was at the dentist and not much to say about that, actually. It was okay. But I was at the dentist for fucking forever. It took an hour and a half, 2 hours for these three fillings. Shouldn't have taken that long, but for some reason it did. Yeah, like an hour and a half, I think, by the time it was all said and done. And I had been hearing this old guy just talking. Like in the, you know, two rooms over or whatever. And it took me a good half hour before it occurred to me, wait, how is he talking? So he must not even be a patient. He's just some fucking old guy that's like a family member of a patient or something. And he's been rattling on for a half hour about fucking God knows what. It really is an old dude problem, I think. It's like they just think everyone's interested in the fucking nonsense they're talking about. I don't ever assume anyone's interested in anything I'm saying. So I do it on a podcast, and, you know, people can delete the fuck out of this podcast.
Nobody has to listen to it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Delete it.
Literally nobody could download this podcast this week, and we'd still do it.
Yeah.
It's probably. Just, maybe.
Yeah. But I'm never going to. But it's weird how people are so. And I had the exact thought I had. And it's a thought I had while I was seeing some old couple. Oh, I know what it was. I actually watched, I mentioned this too, I watched Exporting Raymond or whatever. Like, Lydia loves Phil Rosenthal because he has like these food shows and he's just like the,
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who created Everybody Loves Raymond. And he's weird, but like there's something about him. He's just kind of like delightful to watch and he's obsessed with food. So he has these food shows that Lydia watches and likes. And I decided to watch Exporting Raymond because it was him trying to do Everybody Loves Raymond in Russia. And it's totally worth watching because it's just like Russia is so fucking weird. But anyway, It was one of the kind of the bits he does. It's not really a bit, but like he does it all the time because it's always hilarious. Is he like Skypes his parents, you know, and they're just so fucking old and don't know. Like, they don't know how to use anything on the computer, and they're, like, arguing the whole time, and they're talking, and it's the same thought where I was like, is it inevitable to turn into that? Like, do I, probably. Can I just, is it possible? Because it feels like you ought to be able to do something about it. You know, it feels like, okay, I have my mind now. Can I retain the memory of the fact that old people are fucking weird and talk and no one knows what they're saying? And, you know, like, can I remember that when I'm an old dude and just think, I'm just not really going to talk. Just going to, just not talk.
I have a couple answers to that. Okay. One is that, it's not really answers. One side thing that I thought of is that old people really could be very interesting. Like, they've lived through things that we don't know about, or like, you know, especially right. Well, it's a little late now, but like World War II, it's a little late for World War II vets. They're all dead. But like, if 20 years ago we were this age and our grandpa was a World War II vet, I would fucking talk to him all day long and be like, dude, tell me all this stuff, like, or whatever, what was going on around.
Yeah, those share those painful memories that you never want to talk about again.
Well, maybe not that, but no, like just how the world was, or how you know, I don't know.
I guess we maybe could not go exactly ask somebody in about the Vietnam. War. Hey, let's ask our dad about Vietnam. No, I don't. One of all the things to judge our dad for, wouldn't be one of them.
The point is that old people live through times that we only can read about, and they might have some sort of insights about what things were like.
And yet they want to talk your ear off for 2 hours about girders.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they waste all of that. That's their only valuable asset, and they just waste it. And then the other thing is, what I was thinking today with this guy, I didn't really get to finish. So the thought I had was that I was doing this thing with him, this dance, where I was trying to, like, I don't know how to explain it. I was trying to acknowledge that I was listening to him and, like, giving him some sort of...
You can't be rude. You can't be outright a jerk.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to be like... I was trying to, what is it?
No, I'm literally saying you can't. Like, some people can. Some people are just like, fuck off. But I'm saying, like, I know you. Like, you can't... You know, you're kind of, you know, you're an asshole, but like, you can't outright be an asshole to a poor 115-year-old man driving your car.
No, I was super nice to him. Yeah. But what I was trying to do is be like, okay, old man, I feel your brain needing something. Like, you need to, whatever it is, and I'll try to give it to you. Like, I'll try to give you whatever that is you want, and it's not enough. Like, it doesn't even work. The 30 minutes I was thinking, like, what does this guy want from me? Whatever it is, like, I'll do it. It's fine. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll entertain him or whatever. I'll listen to his stupid shit and, like, act like I care and ask him, yeah, what kind of steel do you think they, those girders, like, how much steel is even, you know, like, things like that. But he doesn't, like, I would say things to him and his brain is not taking anything. It's just, he's just thinking just of, like, talking. What's the next thing I'm going to say to this guy? Man. It's so uncomfortable. It was like, 30 minutes of just like, I don't know why this is, what even happens here? Why is that, why is this, you know, slightly evolved chimpanzee giving me this, what's the word? Like this, not feedback, but, you know, it's like doing something that for some reason it wants something or something, but there is nothing I can give back to that thing. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do. That's the worst. It's just like,
It's so confusing. It's like,
do I need to be here for this or can you just?
I feel used because I'm at the end of the trip. I'm like, I could have been an asshole I could have just.
You could have had earbuds in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, or just done anything like that. And it would have been the same for him. Apparently there's nothing I could do to be like for where he got done. Like he drops me off and he's like, oh man, you know, every time I drive somebody around, they don't even give a shit about what I'm saying. That guy actually cared. This doesn't exist. There's
finally
nothing.
I got a passenger who knows a good girder when he sees one.
Yeah, exactly. That was my goal for 20 minutes. Right. It's like, I just want to see, can I just be a person?
Yeah.
I have like empathy for people. Like I'm in it. Like you said, I'm totally an asshole in many ways, but if I sense this something about somebody that like they need something, mm-hmm. I can't help but like, okay, fine. I'll try to give you whatever it is. You know, at least when I, not a long-term relationship. But
I was going to say, that's just a car ride. Stranger. Yeah.
20 minutes. That I could have put up.
You know it's going to end eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
When it's a wife or kids or something like that, there's no it never ends, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little awesome game or whatever, but I couldn't win. I couldn't win the game. It just, there's nothing mattered that I said to that guy. Anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing. I really do want, like, I want to write down somewhere for the future me, no one gives a shit about what you're saying, old man.
Yeah. So what I was going to say to that is that I think what happens is when you're younger, you know, it doesn't feel like it now for us, maybe, but at our age and even probably in your 40s or whatever, people do care what you're talking about. And then not everybody, but like you'll have moments in your life where you are talking to somebody and they're actually listening to you. Like right now, like you're probably listening to what I'm saying.
Hmm?
People.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There will be a day when I'm like 60, 65, where people will not give a shit about anything I say. Yeah. And then you go through that for probably 5, 10, 15 years. And then your brain
and it
is
just
like,
becomes the new normal. You're like, yeah, I don't, nothing else ever happens but this. So I guess this is normal.
No, I think sort of. I think it's more that you go, your brain just goes like, don't even worry about if people are hearing you.
Don't
you
waste,
still have to do
like,
it.
Like brain bandwidth on whether people care. Like just talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to do it. You just have to get stuff out. Whether or not people care or not, because you're just used to doing it your whole life of like, oh, my back hurts or whatever. You know, you have whatever it is that's bothering you, you have to like communicate it so that hoping somebody says something that makes you feel better. But it doesn't happen for a while. Once you hit a certain age, it doesn't happen anymore. But you still have to do it because you've just been doing it for 50 years. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, I'm realizing, though, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that he was, 900 fucking years old. But, Lydia's grandpa, God, what was he, 95, 92? I don't know. He was a World War II guy. I regret that I never really got to talk to him. He was so old. It was kind of hard. But I'm just realizing, he passed away recently. And I talked about the funeral or something, mm-hmm. didn't I? Yeah, Taps.
Yeah, you did.
That happened. I'm just realizing, thinking back on him, he actually did what I imagine I would probably do. People who only know me from me talking all the time on shows wouldn't realize it. But like certain moods I have, I don't really talk ever. And sometimes I do. It just kind of depends. But he, as an old grandpa with, a bunch of stuff he could be telling people about from World War II and flying planes and all that, he would just kind of sit and just observe. He didn't really talk. Yeah. So maybe it's, maybe it's possible to
not. No, it's not everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's a certain kind of like more social person that like eventually they just lose track of the other side of the conversation. Like for 20 years.
Yeah, maybe that's the progression. It's like you have meaningful conversations, then you have one-sided conversations, and then you don't even know what the hell is happening. So you just stop talking. That's fine.
Oh, man. Yeah, good times.
Could be worse.
God, it was so funny, though, when I had the realization. I should have realized it immediately, but it took me a second to realize, like, wait, I can't talk right now. How is someone... Because I just assumed like, oh, it's a patient or whatever, but a kid, there's no fucking way. He's talking for a half hour. It would have, it must have just been some guy that was like hanging around. And it's God. Ah, it's so weird.
I always have that at the dentist because I really like my dental hygienist lady. She always talks to me and she remembers who I am, but I can't talk to her.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the talking is just,
yeah.
And she takes something out and you're like, no. Like she's like, what was that? And you're like, yes. And then she puts all the shit back in. But yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like if I talk, because they'll stop. Like you'll try and talk back to them. They'll stop whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm then like, I go, okay, I'm just wasting your time right now. Like, just go ahead and.
Yeah, that was my reaction to everything is just like, oh, let us know if whatever. And it's just, I'm just, unless you're killing me, I'm just going to let you do whatever the fuck you're doing. Because I need it done. Like whatever your flow is, just do it.
Yeah.
But
I think they appreciate that.
I had a couple of stupid tax related things, a tax theme here. It is almost tax time now. Actually,
God.
I guess it is technically from forever to forever. One thing was I hadn't gotten, because I guess it's hard to keep track of the years, but I quit my job December 31st of what would that be? 15? No, let's see. Seven. It's what is it? 2018?
Must have been 16.
16. December 31st of 16. But I got my last paycheck, like the payout, in 17. Mm-hmm. And okay, yeah. So now we're doing 17 taxes. So I realized, like, oh shit, I bet I have a fucking, you know, 501c, whatever the, I don't know. I bet I have a 401k, whatever the form is, a 1020. Yeah, that's it. A WTF. Yeah. Now I bet I have a W-2 from the state.
I can't remember.
W-4, yeah, one of those. And I was like, oh, I bet I have one from the state. So I waited and I waited. And I wanted to get my shit in early because, you know, we have the same incompetent tax people. And they, you know, they fill up. They're doing a bunch of shit for, you know, so March and April, that's way too late. So the whole, but you know me also, I'm so busy that, like, it just stuff, you know, weeks go by and you know, once or twice a week, I think, oh, shit, is that state thing in? I want to get everything in right away. So I think that. And then I think, God, who the hell would I even talk to if I don't have it? Like, I don't, what the fuck? Who do I call? The governor? Like, I have no fucking idea who I call. And so eventually enough time went by to where I was like, all right, finally I need to figure out how to get my hands on this. Like there's no fucking reason I shouldn't just have it, by the way. Like I got mine last year, got mine the year before. It should just fucking happen. But of course there has to be something wrong. So I called my old coworker and he's like, oh, call this person because I can't fucking remember anything. I have no memory of how anything works out. Once I leave the state, I'm gone. It's been a year and a few months. I have no memory of it. But anyway, so I called this person and it was so great because I called her and I just started, you know, going into my fucking spiel. I was like, oh, hi, my name's Thomas Smith. And I think I should have a paycheck. I think I got my last paycheck in 17, you know, January. So I should have a W whatever from you guys. And she goes, oh, yeah, I have one for you. And I was like, that is way too fucking fast for you to know. You know, this is the state. There's 1,000 people.
No, yeah, there's no way.
And so I was like, what? How could that be? She's like, yeah, no, I have something here for you. And I was like, what? Okay. And she said, yeah, I guess I need to know where to send it. And I was like, okay, well, here's my address. I was really confused. And I guess they sent it for no fucking reason. For no reason. Despite the fact that the year before it worked out fine, you know, like this isn't my first year there. Like they mail it to you every year. It doesn't matter the fact that I left. They still fucking mail it to you. But anyway, they had my old address like from 2.5-3 years ago and they sent it there. And so she must have just had one sitting on her desk for me for 2 months and she knew it right away somehow. And it was really fucking weird. So instead of calling or, you know, making any effort to get it to me whatsoever, she just was like, oh, yeah, no, it's here. I'll send it to you. It's like, oh, thanks. I could have just done that too.
Yeah, fucking someone who's never worked with the state wouldn't fully appreciate how impossible that is.
Oh, man. But anyway, what's that?
I just dropped my taxes off 2 days ago.
No way you're getting so late on all of it. Yeah. But there's like another said,
there's
great
no
one.
Time.
God, there's a great one because so I had to do when you have a fucking corporation or whatever. What do I have? LLC. I can only imagine how complicated it gets once you have, you know, like Trump, you have 700 different entities.
That's probably
not even accurate. He probably has 10,000 different corporations and bullshit. He probably pays millions in tax preparation.
Yeah.
But anyway,
easily.
Yeah, like I just with having the LLC and then, you know, Lydia's got her income and stuff. It just with that amount of stuff, it's already a nightmare. And so I had to do like EDD or something because I have to pay myself. And so I had them do the tax for my payroll. That's what it is. So I had to do my payroll to avoid the unemployment tax bullshit or not unemployment, self-employment to avoid the like self-employment thing. You pay yourself a certain amount. So whatever. That's why I hired them to fucking figure all that out and just do it. Even though it was an accountant and did stuff like this, I don't have time. So I just want to not know anything and pay somebody to do it. So anyway, I get a notice. They handled that, you know, all that stuff. I thought was fine. I get a notice from the EDD, California State EDD, Employee Development Department.
Employee Development Department.
Yeah. I get a notice saying I owe like $300-something. And I was like, what the fuck? So I scan it, you know, and I email it to the to our incompetent tax people. And I was like, what is this? What don't I thought you guys did this. And God, it was so great. They called me back and the lady who's just this lady is probably like your 100-year-old man. Like she just talks and doesn't know when to not talk and doesn't know when or if she's explained anything properly. Like she just goes on it. She's nice. Like I have no problem with her, but it's always like I have to decide when I'm done trying to get information from her is usually how phone calls end. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as I'm done trying, like I'll just assume it's going to be fine. So she tells me like, yeah, so I mean, mind you, I'm like, is this an error? Did you guys mess up? Did I mess up? What happened? And she just tells me, oh yeah, see, so it's the problem was the tax that it's 0.9% and we did 0.0009, but it should have been 0.009 or something like that, you know? And I was like,
what the hell?
So what you're saying is the thing you do 4,000 times a day, every day, all year, you couldn't do. Like,
wait,
they literally messed up a decimal point. What?
Who does your payroll?
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not the tax people.
So, no. They processed this one. They processed my first one for me. But still, like, her whole thing was that because it was a 0.9%, that's how much I owed. They messed up the decimal, and I paid a tenth of it. And so,
that's
I was
weird.
One decimal off. And so I'm thinking, this is you guys. Like, this, it's like I called the decimal point factory, and they're like, yeah, see, here's the thing about decimal points. This one was a weird one. I'll be honest, you know?
Well, the dumb thing is, that's just a program they would have where they just like put your stuff in there and it tells you this and that. It's not like they go, oh, let me look at Thomas's stuff and I'll get my calculator out and like figure these things out.
It's exactly the same percent for everybody because it's that's the what EDD. I'm saying.
They do that for everybody.
Yeah. So I didn't even say anything. I was like, okay, yeah, that's it. Those 0.9% are tough, you know, like it's just so fucking stupid. What are the odds that our incompetent tax people, because this should be the thing that you guys just do fine all the time. And like the way she explained it too was so great because she was explaining it to me like this is the first time, you know, like I wouldn't have known that either kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like the way she explained it was like, oh, yeah, see, it's the 0.9. even if you make a mistake, you know, you're the fucking tax people, just say, oh, we just, so sorry, we typoed a decimal. And then I'd be like, okay, you typoed a decimal, I don't care. But like the way that she explained it of like, that's a tricky decimal point was like, it didn't inspire confidence in whoever's working on my crap, but whatever.
Weird. Yeah, so, I mean, they don't do bookkeeping, so I don't know what, that's weird. Like I had to hire a different bookkeeper, they just do the tax part, so I don't know what they.
Yeah, again, they processed my first paycheck to myself. And then they said, I'm going to have to do the rest. Like,
do that? How do they process payroll? Or they don't do payroll.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. You just have to, they just don't do it. You don't have to be a special thing to do payroll. I could do it myself, theoretically, but it's a pain in the ass. So it's like a bunch of different, you have to fill out a bunch of forms and do it. But because mine was one, like the first year, you're allowed to just pay yourself the lump sum like once. But in the future, I think I have to do it quarterly. Anyway, it's a fucking decimal point. Like she should have just said, oh, we just, so sorry. If she'd said anything else, I would have thought like, okay, whatever. But the fact that she explained it like it was a tricky thing, it was the worst. But whatever, I don't care. I'll probably get audited and go out of business and I'll be in prison for tax fraud. But
no. At least it's not like you paid something you have to pay more and you know what I'm saying, like you did owe a certain amount, you just didn't pay it, like, and you then have to pay it either way.
This is not, I don't know how funny this is, but she was like, oh, that's our mistake, so any penalties or anything, we'll, you know, we'll take care of that. And I look and the penalties is like $1.66. So I was just like, I'm not even gonna go through the trouble of telling you it was $1.66. I can't even do that. I honestly can't. Like, I should, you know, I don't know who would or if everybody would or what percentage of people would. I should just shoot an email that says, hey, take $1.66 off my bill. I can't do it. I never will do that in a billion years. I don't care. If it was $25, what's your amount that you would actually send an email or tell them?
Maybe $25.50. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not even that.
So there's no sending an email is like satisfaction.
I won't send an email for less than 20, just generally speaking.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
God, I know I've said this. We've probably both said this before, but I'm going to try to turn this into just like a inspirational thing for everybody else. I think we've done that before too, but I went to the Dodger game today and,
that is inspirational.
Yeah. You could do it too.
Yeah.
I was just in the, you know, the crowd or whatever. And I just listened to the people around me and they're fucking idiots. God, they're so dumb. Every single thing they say is wrong about baseball. Every person around me, literally everything they say.
Wouldn't you think those would be like only dedicated fans or is it the opposite?
That was going to be my point when I was in LA or if you go to the, you know, San Francisco, your local team, whatever, there's probably people who are like, hey, let's go to the game tonight, whatever. Yeah. Like we'll drink and hang out. But yeah, the fact that it's in Arizona and there's nobody lives in Arizona. So it's just spring training people.
Snowbirds.
After spring training, everyone leaves. And so, yeah, these people definitely drove from LA or wherever to come all the way out here, and they don't know anything about baseball. It's unbelievable. I'm not talking about, like, you know, people listening probably like, oh, they don't know the fucking, you know, a Suicide Squad, you know, whatever, some kind of like any kind of complicated thing or rule or something. No, it's not even that. This guy, the guy behind me was like, this team, he's talking about the Dodgers. He's like, this team has so many young players that this year that are going to make a difference. And I was thinking like, no, they don't. They don't. They've had a bunch over the last couple of years, but they don't really have any this year.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't know if Adrian Gonzalez is still on the team or not, but I think I think they're going to have a replacement for him. And I was like, in the World Series, he left the team and wouldn't be with him in the World Series, and they basically, like, fired and they cut him, or his contract expired, and he got traded. It's like how, you know, like, you wouldn't know that or whatever, but, like, if you were a Dodger fan that drove to spring training to watch a game, like, how would you not know that a guy that he was, like, the face of the franchise for the last 10 years, and they had this big falling out, and they got rid of him in the offseason, and he doesn't even know that? Like, and then my favorite thing is in the first inning, this guy gets, it's fucking spring training, by the way. They're practicing. Nobody cares. It doesn't count. Nothing counts.
It's, so you're saying the same as the regular season, basically.
Yeah. Guys play like one inning or two innings, and they get an at bat, and or they pitch an inning, and then they quit or whatever. The first inning, this guy gets a hit, a double, you know, whatever. There's nobody out. He tries to steal third, and he gets thrown at third. And all these people behind me were like, oh, God. This is an old baseball rule where, like, you never want to make the first out at third.
Yeah.
I think it's third or home. First or third out at third. That's what the rule is. So, like, if there's nobody out, you don't try to go to third because the thought is, like, you could be second if someone gets a hit to score.
Okay.
You can score from second on most hits.
Right. Okay.
If there's one out and you try to get to third, and there's a fly ball, you can score from third, like tagging or whatever. So it kind of makes sense to try to get to third. But yeah, if there's no outs, whatever. So they do this, and all these people behind me, they're trying to act like fucking baseball know-it-alls. And I actually turned to the guy beside me, and I was like, this is just spring training. Like, they're just, the guy was trying to see if he could steal third. It's part of, like, they're practicing, you know? Like, what the fuck is everyone doing out here? The tickets are like $100 for good seats and like $50. It's not like it's free.
Yeah,
like
that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like,
Who would pay that to go? What kind of fucking idiot would pay that much to go to a spring training game? You'd have to be.
It's not worth
so
it.
So fucking stupid that you thought you knew a bunch about
baseball.
Yeah,
I love baseball. It's a complete ripoff. But there's all these. So this guy to the right of me had his son, is probably like 8, and the Dodgers played the White Sox, and they're White Sox fans, and they're talking about the White Sox or whatever. And I hear them saying, like, there's a pitcher for the Dodgers who has started the game and pitched 3 innings. I heard them say, like, I don't know this guy. He must be a minor leaguer or like a new guy they got. This fucking guy pitched like 200 games the last 5 years for the Dodgers. Like, he's one of their three or four best starting pitchers. I'm like, why does nobody know anything about anything? And I was thinking, the inspirational thing is like, if you just know anything about anything, you're ahead of everybody. You're ahead of everybody. This and they were talking about like their own team. I know more about their team than they know about their team. I was like, yeah, well, how? I asked them because they were kind of talking to me. I was like, how's this? There's a prospect that they have. And I was like, how's this guy doing? And they're like, oh, I don't know who that is. And I was like, oh, weird, because yeah. He's like your number one guy coming into this year that everyone's excited about. And you're probably from Chicago. Like, they probably came from Chicago. They're White Sox fans. I assume they came from Chicago. They don't even know their own team. They don't know who's on the team. It's the fucking weirdest thing. Like, I don't even think that they're dumb necessarily. It's just that people just half-ass everything they do in life. Like, they're just not really into any one thing. They kind of, they're like, I'm a baseball fan, so that means I know what, like, I know the color of the uniforms of my team, basically. Unless they're going to win the championship, and then all of a sudden I know, like, every player on the team.
Yeah.
But I think they're like that with, you know, with taxes or whatever. Yeah. Fucking
did
pool
you ask
cleaning.
About decimal points after this?
No, I'm just saying, like, the inspirational thing that I've said a million times is just pick one thing, one job. Like, if you're a listener, then you're like, I couldn't make it through fucking college. I don't know. I'm working retail or whatever. I bet you, if you just pick one thing, garbage collecting, pool cleaning, fucking rodent, whatever, anything, wasps, like scorpion killing.
Weasel avoidance. Yeah. So
anything. Just pick one thing and learn everything about it. Like, actually care about it. And you will be ahead of everybody, everyone on earth. There might be like two companies that are about as good. But nobody, it's weird. Like, what is it about humans? They can't like really get into anything, it seems like. The average person.
I don't know.
It's so weird. Why would you be at spring training and know nothing about your team or any other team? Do they just come drink, I guess?
How do they hear about it? How do they find out about this random ass spring training game in Arizona if they're not fans? Or you don't think they live there or what?
I don't think so. No, I mean, they had Chicago kind of accents and talking about Chicago and stuff. I'm pretty sure they're from Chicago. They don't even think about it. They have no idea about their own team. So weird. They were looking him up. There's a guy that's like one of their main guys. And he was like, I saw him on his phone trying to figure out like who he was. It's like, geez, I just don't know shit about anything. And if I go to a game, like, I love baseball. So I'm not saying like, oh God, I fucking know everything. There's, you know, thousands and thousands of people that know way more than I do about baseball. But I'm just like a pretty big fan. And I kind of know my team and I know some other teams. I figured that would be like, if I went to spring training, those type of people.
It'd just be all you.
Yeah. Minimum like me, where it's like, I came all the way out to Arizona to watch a fucking stupid preseason, not matter, 100-degree baseball game. Wouldn't you need to care about anything that's happening? God,
it's so
weird.
It's all scouts. It should just be you and scouts.
Yeah, there are a lot of scouts, actually.
Probably even the scouts don't know them.
Yeah.
That was probably two scouts you were talking to.
I swear to God, if there's anything you ever listen to me on, nobody knows what they're doing at all.
Yeah,
there's people. The people who are successful are the ones that are the best at pretending like they know stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like in companies.
Right.
That's if you talk like you know what you're talking about or whatever, or act like it, or you're tall, a man, like all, you know, all the things that,
height
that are unfair.
Height is most of it. Height is most of success.
Yeah, it is. All that stuff. So if you just don't do that, just go ahead and be an expert on something.
Get taller or just learn one thing.
If you can't be taller, just be an expert on something. I would pick the dumbest thing. If I had to do it over again, I'm serious. I would be like scorpions. I'm going to fucking be a scorpion removal expert. Because I'll live in Arizona. There's a zillion people with scorpions. I will get all the business. I'll make $1 billion.
Well, yeah, because even the people who do the fucking scorpion removal, you call them.
They don't know.
It's some asshole. Yeah, it's some asshole. He does some shit. It ruins your house or like kills your kid or your pet or something. Like nobody knows how to do, like your pool guy, your fucking pool guy ruined your pool. Like nobody knows how to do anything.
Just the thing is, the key too is that we're all so busy. Like I'm a reasonably intelligent person. I care. I couldn't detect that the pool guy that I've hired didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Cause I don't have time.
Yeah.
So like you don't even have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you went out to, let's say Joe Scorpion, John Scorpion has a house, and he calls you up, and he's like, I got these fucking scorpions. Let's say you came out there with, like, a full scorpion diagram with all their, like, eating, you know, whatever.
I thought you were going to say the anything. Outfit. First, you got your scorpion outfit on, your anti-scorpion.
Have a tail. Yeah. Like,
well,
a,
all you have to, like one of those... most of it is the look. So, like, you have a, you know, yeah. It's. I picture, like, it's sort of like Ghostbusters, but with a scorpion with a line through it, like, on your front lapel.
And a scorpion tail, like on. I thought you were going like oh. You know those jumpsuits.
No, your van is a scorpion. That you come out and it's got like a terrifying.
But you come out of your van, your scorpion van, and you have one of those like, you know those shop like a car repair guy's gray kind of, you know those suits they wear.
Yeah.
But it just has a scorpion tail on it. No, but anyway. Yeah. If you came out there with a little brochure that's like, here's their, this is what they eat. This is where it's cold. Dude, you're ahead of everybody. Like, if you just act at all, like you know what you're doing at all, just give all anybody wants that's trying to hire you to do something is to feel like they can trust that you know what you're doing. Cause they, that's we all just want the burden to go away instantly. Of by like, the way, I don't want to deal with this.
Back to Ghostbusters. That's why that fucking scene in Ghostbusters is so goddamn amazing. When he comes in, and he's like, "Hello, boys." He hits the piano. They hate this.
Yeah,
I love it. Just acting this like attitude, you know. Like he knows everything about ghosts. Man,
that's how you sell stuff. But what I'm saying is, you could actually just also know what you're doing on top of that, and then you'd
what
be
is
ahead.
It? Just print out a page of Wikipedia, and then
You'd be ahead of probably 90% of scorpion businesses, I'm guessing.
It's
scorpions. Weird. It's so easy. I swear to God, it's so easy. Nobody does it, though. I don't get
it. We should just start a random-ass business, I'm telling you. Just pick anything, just for fun.
Oh, man. I bet we could take over any market in in the city we live in. Just pick a market. Give me, I don't know, 6 months of just, not even that, a month. Just learning. And I mean, you couldn't, maybe not like architecture, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Some sort of basic service, whether it's like, a, you know, pool or lawn or, never mind. That's way too hard. I don't know. Something like that. You could do it. It's easy.
Oh, man. Good times.
Nope. Just have fake confidence and actually know what you're doing. It's so easy. You're trying to, everyone feels like they have to do something that's set already. Like, I have to be a computer. I'm going to be a computer science major because the world needs computers or whatever. No, just do like tree bark removal. You could make $1 million.
Yeah. Who are the people who like the best paint at it? The white stuff on the trees? Is that for bugs or something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a hoax.
I bet you whoever's currently doing it, they're painting it way too high or something. Or too. They're painting the wrong thing. It's just something's wrong about it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure of that. Quit trying to go to college and do all that. It's a waste of time. Just find something else. There's too many people who have college degrees that need to pay people who don't to do this other stuff. You could just fleece all of them.
Yeah, that's I think the future is going to, it's all service economy. Like it's all going to be, because Lydia just today had somebody, you know, we should do this every time, but somehow we can't have the presence of mind to do it, which is have our groceries delivered or whatever. She did like the Amazon thing. And I just realized somehow in like an hour, it took no time. She selects some stuff and then we had the groceries that she ordered and some guy had them all nicely bagged up and packaged up, you know? And it's just like, man, that's awesome. I don't know how you did all that, but and then I was thinking like that'll be it. We won't make anything anymore. It'll just be like every annoying thing we don't want to do, we can all pay somebody to do it. We'll each have one annoying thing we have to do for our job. And then everything else, we'll pay someone else to do it because we're annoyed by it.
Yeah. I'm already there.
I try to pay someone to do my taxes, but they don't understand fucking decimal points. God, I can't wait to owe like $100,000. It'll just be completely wrong. Oh, man. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. I got a baby to put to bed.
Yeah.
So thanks for taking time out of your scorpion-filled, weasel-free Arizona vacation. I'm sure it's 1,000 degrees over there, but
it's hotter than hell.
Time. Yeah, thanks for...
I'm going back to the bar right after this. There's a sweet cover band playing some rocking tunes all night.
I wonder if they're still going.
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
4 hour set. Yeah. All righty. Well, that's been our show. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.